And one of the amazing things that's going to be happening from the 1st of September is Angels in America.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait. Yep. Haven't seen this on stage before, but I've seen the TV miniseries,
I think,
which
we
is
all
incredible.
Have, haven't we?
Yeah.
So here to talk about it is Grant Cartwright. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, what we do with everyone that we get in here, we put them under the grill.
Okay.
Where did you begin, when and how did you become an actor?
Okay. Well, maybe it's not too much of a different story than most people, but I decided pretty early on, I think when I was 5, I wanted to be a cop. And then...
So I still want to be one. No, I don't.
I remember drawing a picture of a police car in kindergarten or something about what you want to be when you grow up. Yeah. And then the very next year, I did a little play in the classroom, and I remember just having that thought of, oh, this is something you can do. This is fun. Like, you can pretend to be someone else. And then I realized through the years that you can actually do it for a living, or you can try to do it for a living. And then I just pretty much grew up wanting to be that, and then came to Melbourne about 13 years ago for VCA and learnt how to be a better one, a better actor.
And is it something that you know now that it's just part of your DNA and you're like, that's all you're going to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, definitely. And I was having this conversation with a friend earlier as well, and because the industry is so fickle and there's so many ups and downs and they're quite extreme, and the older I get as and kind of the more experience that I have, it really is less about the money, and it's more about just finding the joy in other things. So something like Angels in America is where you do find the joy as an actor amongst something that is quite huge. But
well, that's why I always take my hat off to actors and visual artists as well, because it's not an easy road, is it? You're very lucky if you go from one job to the next.
Yeah, definitely. And there are periods where you do have that, where you're going, bouncing from job to job, and then all of a sudden the next 12 months is nothing. And so you really do start to look for projects that really do, that will satisfy you in some way. And I find, as well as the older I get, the more meaningful that the production is, because, the world is a crazy place right now. Like, it's particularly crazy. And I feel like we need to be saying something important when we say it. Mm. And particularly if you're going to invest this much time and energy and ask people to come along for the ride, it needs to be something that is worth saying,
And something like Angels in America, it was sort of an 80s text, but I don't think it could be more relevant today.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, it came out of the devastation of the outbreak of HIV and AIDS in the 80s, and then it was written in the 90s when it was still, still very much a death sentence for a lot of people who contracted HIV and AIDS at that time. And so there was a lot of anger and a lot of it was an important time to say what this place is. And then fast forward to 2017, where you have similar kind of aggressive conservative politics in play around the world that Reagan kind of stood for back in the 80s. You have Trump, we have our own ridiculous kind of conservatism as well with politics, and there's some amazing lines in the play that just resonate. They could have been written yesterday, like literally, about with what's going on for us.
So what were your feelings when you were first asked to be part of this cast?
Incredibly excited, like first and foremost, because I wasn't hugely familiar with the play like you guys. I had watched the HBO series a while ago. I knew of its place in kind of the canon, is it? Like, it is literally one of the best plays of the 20th century. I think there was somewhere, it's been listed as one of the top 5 plays produced on Broadway ever.
Oh, okay.
It's up there with Arthur Miller. It's up there with, Pinter, these Albee. And Tony Kushner sits up there with Angels in America, which is the most recent play written as well in terms of that kind of list. So the importance of it, the scale of it, is something that is so exciting. Like, a theatrical event is really what it is when both parts are produced together. And it's a heavy subject, sure, but there is so much joy in this play and so much laughter. It really kind of does take you down a full kind of rabbit hole. It's beautiful.
Because I was going to ask you that, in rehearsals, getting ready for it, has it been a little bit depressing?
No, not at all. I mean, we have all banded together in such an incredible way. There's a huge bond in the room. We all understand, it's very important to understand what this play means to a lot of people. You know, there are a lot of people will see this play who were there in the 80s, who experienced something similar or, you know someone who has. And then there's a whole bunch of people who, like younger guys and girls and like a whole bunch of people who just now, they've seen the show in some way or they've read it and they see themselves, they see some part of kind of what we're going through today in it as well, and they just take this ownership of it and they have their favourite characters, and it's something that it's the opposite of depressing to know that we're bringing this to Melbourne for the first time in such a long time. And really, a lot of the scenes are written as a farce. They are so funny. So we've been like, we did a run yesterday for the first time of both parts, which was a little daunting for us, but by the end of it we're so energised, and the laughter in the room having seen some of the scenes for the first time was really infectious. So it's really, it is really a total experience, this show. Because you are taken down to the depths of what it was for a lot of people at that time, and also you're brought right up as well to kind of not get too bogged down.
What I find with it is the characters are so strong, aren't they? You know, like, and you really, you're on a journey with them.
Yeah, it's incredibly written. The relationships are incredibly powerful, and each individual character has such a strong journey. And that's why I think a lot of people, young and old, really attach themselves to a particular character that they identify with or see some part of themselves in, and they really root for them through the show, and they kind of, or they get angry at them as well, you know. They're so flawed, these characters, that you can't help but find something of yourself in there. And I think that's why people, it's such an important play for people, and why there's such an excitement about it coming back.
Fantastic.
I just find it's so exciting that it's here now, and as you said, it's so relevant right this very moment. What did you, when you first read through it and all of a sudden you thought, I'm going to be part of this, what was your then first thoughts? You know, like, was there a lot of weight on your shoulders knowing that what you're going to be part of?
Look, a little bit. There is that feeling where the excitement fades. You get cast. There's the excitement. Yes, I'm going to be doing something this incredible. And then you go, oh, I'm going to be doing something this incredible. So there is a little bit of that. But then that passes very quickly and you go, okay, I have a job to do. And certainly something like this, my first thought was, well, I need to give this the respect it deserves, approach it with the respect that it deserves, and to not waste this opportunity, which is going to mean a lot to me and to a lot of people. So you just get down to work. So I got to work very quickly in terms of research and understanding the world at that time, understanding what Pryor goes through, who I play in the show.
Which is one of the lead roles?
He is, yeah. So he's one of the characters that you do really follow from the start to the finish. And certainly his journey really takes him literally out of this world. And so it's been a really wonderful experience to kind of literally go to heaven and back.
I can't wait to see how you're going to do that.
Yeah, well, that's what's so wonderful about this show as well, is that, you know, we're at 45 Downstairs, which I think is, I've worked in there twice before. I've worked on a lot of the main stages around the country, and I really think it is one of, if not the most exciting space to do a show in, and something of this scale, which is so huge and requires such a imagination for. It's a perfect space for that, because we don't have the support of the main stage companies. We don't have the budget of the main stage. And so we're not trying to do that. We're giving a really visceral, energetic, funny, sad, like we're giving our whole heart and soul into this really cool, interesting space that isn't your normal theatre space. And
go on.
I was just going to say, you know, having in quite an experimental space as well that 45 Downstairs represents, does that give you that extra freedom to, you know, well, basically no limitations, that you're not holding back on anything?
I think so, yeah, definitely. There's a whole bunch of reasons why we just have to become much more imaginative. And something like a space like 45 Downstairs, where anything is possible, is really fantastic to way to approach this show, because it is really a show where anything is possible. And Tony Kushner is quite specific with a lot of his stage directions in the show, but you know, they've been around for quite a long time now, like since he wrote the show. And seeing an interview with him recently where he saw a production that broke all of his rules, broke them all, and he was the most excited about that, saying, I never thought that this you know, that the play could be this. And he's made a few little tweaks and changes to the second part of the show because of this other production where he's going, oh my God, you solved something that has been niggling at me for years.
And, yeah.
So I think it's a perfect marriage, this space, this show, this team. It's
because
really...
that was my other big thing about 45 Downstairs, because, you know, like, it's just a space and then you create. How is the audience situated? Is it around or...
Look, without giving too much away, it is, we do manage to make the space a really kind of intimate setting. So there are audiences on a few different sides. But yeah, there's this incredible kind of intimacy and womb that we're creating where everything goes down.
Can that be a bit off-putting though, considering that, you know, like, you've got to be so serious at times and then funny at times?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, because this is, you know, we're doing this for the importance of the show, so it's as much for the audience as anything else. So the fact that we are with you the whole way and okay. we're giving to you and we're asking from you as well, you know, to come with us, I find it so much more exciting in a space where we can actually see you and you can see us up close and you can see the tears, the bodies, you laugh, the laughter becomes infectious because you're right there.
Yeah.
You know, so we will get really lifted by
and that. Have you had audiences in yet?
We haven't. So we go into production week next week, so the incredible team we have are starting to bump into 45 Downstairs, so all the set, all the elements tomorrow, and then we go through it'll be a big tech process, but then we have our first audience Friday night, so mm-hmm. we start previewing,
yep.
and we are so ready to just share it out there and to see how people will take this particular version.
Oh, excellent. It must be so rewarding for you being part of a cast where you all feel like this, you know, like the bond that you must have with the rest of the cast and your support people.
Yeah, it really is. We've really all kind of come together and we hit the ground running where we all just knew the task that was ahead of us with not exactly knowing how we were going to do it, but knowing that we have a job to do. And so, yeah, it's an amazing team. And there's some people in this cast who I've had the real fortune to work with before or who I've wanted to work with for such a long time. And there's this Brian Lipson and Helen Morse, who both have been around for such a long time and created such incredible roles on stage and screen. I am in a scene, when I'm in a scene with them, I just sit back and take the masterclass. I'm soaking up. I'm the sponge there to just see what I can learn from, what I can learn, because it's such an incredible opportunity. Brilliant. For that respect as well.
Okay, so 45 Downstairs mm-hmm. Opens on the 1st, which is Friday, yep. as you said, until the 24th, which is a fairly long season.
Yeah, that's right.
But there are two parts.
There are.
So that's just one performance, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's
about that long.
It's really great. There's a few options because, yeah, you have you can see either part one or mm-hmm. part two on a given night, or you can do the... on the weekends, we'll be doing back-to-back performances of part one and two. So if I was an audience member, I would be rushing to that because you don't get the opportunity to kind of have that theatrical, immersive experience. They really don't come around very much. But having said that, my parents, they're flying down from New South Wales and they're going to see it over two nights because, right. you know, Dad was a bit like, oh, I think I will just do it over the two nights.
Yeah,
you know?
It might be a bit heavy. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
And thank you for being part of a play that is so important mm. for our community. And we are, of course, talking about Angels in America at 45 Downstairs. You know how to get tickets there. From the 1st, which is this coming Friday, until the 24th of September.
That's it. Grant Cartwright, thank you so much for coming
Absolute
in. We'll
pleasure.
Have to have you in again some
yeah,
other
please,
time.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, actually, before you go, what next text would
yeah,
you
what's,
love
what's
to do?
Coming?
Angels in America is such a, you know, vital text. What would you love? What would your dream project be?
Yeah, well, you know what? Like, I have been asked that before, and I think I'm supposed to say, oh, Hamlet or something. But you know what I really want to do is I really want to do Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror.
Oh, really?
Okay. Like, and maybe after a show like this, that might be a good one if anyone's out there and wants to chuck that on. You know, like,
put the
yeah.
shout out.
I look all right in the suspenders, and I'm working some heels in this show, so you know.
All right, of course.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Grant. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.